it's that country thing, you know.
I'm Daria Albinger. Ryan Routh is due in court today for a hearing to determine if he'll remain behind bars while the investigation into the second attempted assassination on former President Trump continues. ABC's Alex Mallon on new evidence which allegedly links Routh to the crime.
The FBI says that they were contacted by a witness 3 days after this suspect was arrested, who said that several months prior to that arrest, they had received a box that included things like ammunition, metal pipes, and then a host of letters, including this letter that basically he apologizes for failing in an assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Routh has been charged with two gun-related crimes, but it's yet to enter a plea. At least 270 people are dead in Lebanon. Over 1,000 were hurt as the IDF continues to carry out airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Students return to Appalachian High in Georgia for the first time today since that deadly school shooting earlier this month. This is ABC News. More turmoil surrounding New York City Mayor Eric Adams, the new interim police commissioner Thomas Donlan, among the city officials who have had their homes raided by federal officials. The last commissioner had to step down in the midst of a separate investigation.
Donlan says in a statement, quote, "They took materials that came into my possession approximately 20 years ago and are unrelated to my work with the New York City Police Department." Now, Donlan says that this is not a department matter and that they will not be commenting. Important to note, as for all of the city officials that have had their homes raided, as well as their electronics seized, that no one has been indicted.
ABC's Phil Tate. Parents may need to rethink using white noise to help their babies get to sleep. An expert at Rutgers University says the background sound may affect an infant's development. The lack of variation in sound can affect a child's acoustic mapping, which sets up the brain's network to learn and understand language. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I got my sh** together.
I got my sh** together.
I got my sh** together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your sh** together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. The estranged husband of a missing Dodge County woman was charged Friday. Zachariah Rosh received one count of first-degree intentional homicide with a domestic abuse enhancer and another of hiding a corpse. Rosh's wife, Crystal, was reported missing from their rural Clyman home in June. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office later arrested the 37-year-old Rosh after he was found using his wife's financial accounts without her permission. The missing persons case was eventually classified as a death investigation. Ozaukee County deputies took a man in a mental health crisis into custody Friday. The sheriff's office says they learned the suspect had threatened to kill his family and shoot up a Grafton dental office. The man was also known to have access to several firearms. Deputies described the man as being confrontational when he was ordered out of his vehicle. The suspect was later subdued with a less lethal impact weapon, and he was taken into custody. He was then taken to a local hospital for medical clearance. Criminal charges of terror threats are pending. Christina Boardman has officially taken over as the new Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Boardman says one of her first big challenges will be putting together the biennial budget.
We are looking at all of our programs, what significant transportation projects are coming up and how we look to fund those. We did get a lot of one-time funding in the last biennial budget. So when there's these new programs that roll out and it's one-time funding, we are closely examining those programs. And is this something that we want continued investment in going forward?
Boardman has nearly three decades of state government service, including 10 years as a legislative aide for the Wisconsin State Assembly before transitioning to the Transportation Department in 2005. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A crisp and cool, refreshing day today under bright sunny skies as highs only climb to the upper 60s. As a few clouds filter in later this evening, overnight lows will fall to the low 40s. Patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning, then it'll be sunny and 70. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Congress is in session this week with the task of funding the government and to advance the Farm Bill. We'll discuss the plans of action. And it's Monday morning and time for another conversation about what's happening in the used equipment market.
Live from the long-awaited official start of pumpkin spice season via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Then it's Machinery Pete Greg Peterson. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WXI, the handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, it's a very fall-like 58 degrees here in northeast Iowa, Davis. Good morning!
You got to be kidding me. We're at 58 degrees here in Kansas
City. Wow, even in the tropics.
That's Fahrenheit, right? That's not Celsius up there? Okay,
yeah.
We are the same then. Yeah.
Wow, unbelievable. Unbelievable. How you doing, buddy?
Really good. Really good. It's almost like, you know, a pumpkin spice flavored hug that the weather's giving us right now.
Is that what it is?
Holding us close. Yeah. Wow. I love it.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. It's crisp and cool this morning, but the sun is shining brightly. And just like that, we hit the equinox and it's like a switch was flipped here.
Sure,
it's pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable.
Well, those eggs will only stand up straight on the equinox for so long. Once the eggs go over, we're all going down. You betcha.
And it's all about
wobbling.
That's how
you know. Science.
The science. Science. Yeah. So, like I said, Congress is in session this week, and they're going to be trying to figure out exactly how to keep the government funded pretty much through the end of the year. Now, it looks like the plan is to come with a continuing resolution, another kick of the can down the road that will get us to December 20th. It does not include an extension, at least right now, it does not include an extension of the Farm Bill. So it will be interesting to see what Senator Grassley has to say about that. We've got to get some try to get an inside track, I guess, on when we're going to get some of the details to the 45Z details as well. We'll see if we can get that from the senator. And, of course, Greg Peterson coming up here at the bottom of the hour. All right, buddy, let's get to the news. What do you got?
Well, let's start with that weather. A low pressure over the center of the nation will focus showers and thunderstorms, some severe, with heavy rainfall the next few days. In addition, high surf, coastal flooding, and rip currents will remain a concern for most of the eastern seaboard through early this week. For the western Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico, we are closely monitoring the potential tropical development this week. And Chip, for the third consecutive year, unusually low water levels in the lower Mississippi River are disrupting grain transport just as harvest season begins.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some showers in Missouri, southern two-thirds of Missouri and southern Illinois right now. That'll help. Yeah. That will help with the river levels on the southern Mississippi. But, boy, I tell you what, the upper Mississippi is awfully low as well. There's no question about that.
Well, Chip, private exporters reported sales of 165,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 24-25 marketing year. Got a daily sale already here Monday morning. Love that.
Yep. Let's string them together and see what that can do. The bean market seems to be responding to this increase in demand. Solid gains in the bean market here this morning.
Well, Chip, a late move to the upside allowed the Dow to finish modestly higher Friday, notching a new record finish, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both ended the session lower. All three did register weekly gains for the second week in a row. Increasing tensions in the Middle East further boosted the oil market last week. For the week last week, both benchmarks settled up more than 4%. Israel has begun conducting significant strikes on Hezbollah positions in Lebanon following a weekend of heightened clashes between the two sides. The fighting has spurred concerns about wider instability in the Middle East.
Yeah, crude oil futures this morning, the November contract, just slightly higher, up at 71.16.
Well, Chip, Minneapolis Fed Reserve President Neil Kashkari has voiced support for another half percentage point of interest rate cuts this year yet, following the Fed's recent half point reduction. In an essay published Monday, Kashkari cited cooling inflation, which is now close to the Fed's 2% target, and signs of labor market weakness as reasons for further cuts.
Yeah, those revisions, the downside revisions that they did to the non-farm payrolls, Davis, they are the cover for the Fed to make some aggressive moves.
Well, Chip, a possible strike by 45,000 dock workers at major ports along the East and Gulf Coasts threatens to cause significant supply chain disruptions just weeks before the election. Grace Zwemmer at Oxford Economics told Bloomberg a week-long strike could halt the flow of goods such as auto parts, fresh meat, and fruit, potentially costing the U.S. $4.5 to $7.5 billion. And just to put some color on it here, two-thirds of bananas are unloaded at East and Gulf Coast ports. Any fruit that arrives after October 1st will be condemned to the trash, Chip, if workers walk out. Of all the people who have interested in that business will lose a fortune. Chip, this strike would be no good for anybody.
No, and we need the livestock guys need to pay attention here, because if they do strike, which is looking more likely, it could have an impact on the exports. No doubt about that.
Indeed. Quickly here, the House voted 215 to 191 for a joint resolution to overturn the Biden administration's EPA vehicle emissions rule, which effectively mandates electric vehicle adoption. Even Democrats joined in to vote against the EVs, Chip.
Yeah, if it makes it all the way to the president's desk, he'll veto that. That's the problem with that. Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
All right. Talk to me about the development of this tropical storm. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, I'm increasingly concerned about it. It will likely become Helene, is what it will be called once it officially gets into that category, into a name. And it's going through an environment in the Gulf of Mexico, very, very warm waters, very favorable environment. I personally think, and I'm going to go a little bit bold here, I think it could become a major hurricane. Likely making landfall in the Florida Panhandle or the Florida Big Bend as we work into Thursday afternoon.
Thursday afternoon already, that quickly this is going to develop.
Yeah, it's going to rapidly intensify as we work into tomorrow night. It's already kind of just south of Cuba, and so it won't take too long for it to make its way into the Gulf of Mexico.
Right. Okay. Follow through path. Does it get into the eastern Corn Belt?
You know, it probably will, or at least the lower Ohio Valley. You know, I think that if you are northwest, though, you know, across the upper Midwest, parts of Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, you're probably too far north. Those areas kind of get skipped out. But you were mentioning earlier the Mississippi River. I think that this could bring some beneficial rains to help replenish that a little bit.
Good, good, good. Love to hear that. Temperature trend looks warm, right?
Yeah, it's pretty mild ahead, I think, out through the end of the month. Could be a stronger front, October 2nd or 3rd. Maybe one of the better chances of frost for the Midwest that we'll need to keep an eye on.
All right, very good. Any changes in Brazil very quickly?
It's going to be pretty dry ahead, maybe the second week of October, some rains there.
Second week of October to watch there. All right, Brett. Hey, good stuff, man. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
Wow, keep track of that storm as it very quickly develops and heads for the Gulf Coast. We've got Senator Grassley up next here on AgriTalk.
Machine Repeat here. I'm pleased to be joined by Bill Durvig, Senior Product Manager with Firestone Ag. Hey, why is Firestone Ag expanding its portfolio with the addition of Bridgestone Ag tractor tires? Can you tell us about it?
We have this new portfolio that can leverage technology from Europe that is really designed to improve the wear performance and the ride comfort performance that we see from applications over in Europe, and thought we could leverage that technology to apply it here in North America.
And your history over in Europe with Bridgestone, that goes back like a decade, doesn't it?
About a decade, yeah. So we initially launched the VT tractor line back in 2014, then expanded into the VX tractor line in Europe in 2018, I believe.
Well, Bill, can you tell us more about the new technologies featured in the Bridgestone tires? I understand there's, what, three options to support farmers?
So there's the VX tractor tire. It really kind of sets the new benchmark for long-lasting wear. So in the high horsepower tractor category, we do deliver 45% longer wear life compared to the competition with this product. The VT tractor is also designed for high horsepower tractors. It's kind of the ultimate productivity benchmark, really leveraging the VF technology to carry either 40% more load at the same inflation pressure as a standard radial, or increasing the footprint size to lower soil compaction, protect your soil health, and increase your traction to lower your fuel usage. The VXR is the last one. I like to call it the little brother of the VX and GT. It's really designed for lower horsepower tractors up to, you know, around 135 horsepower, but it's leveraging a lot of the same design features and technology for those smaller tire sizes.
Well, Bill, what type of operation will get the greatest benefit from the Bridgestone tractor tires?
Really, it's anybody that's trying to get, you know, longer wear life and doing a lot more roading.
Where can interested farmers learn more?
So we have our FirestoneAg.com website, or you can get with your certified Firestone Ag dealer. This Bridgestone portfolio will be available to all of them as well.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Machine Repeat on AgriTalk is brought to you by Firestone Ag. Firestone Ag now offers Bridgestone tractor tires, the ultimate lineup of tires engineered to deliver enhanced wear life, durability, and ride comfort on the road. To learn more, talk to your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
We're going to have Machine Repeat coming up at the bottom of the hour. First, we are going to get into this conversation right now with Senator Chuck Grassley, from Iowa. Senator Grassley, welcome back to AgriTalk. I see that harvest just started at the Grassley Farms.
Yeah, and we got a little bit of corn out and one field of beans. The rest of the beans aren't done. Driving in our neighborhood and to Des Moines yesterday, I saw some fields that were started. Presumably, there was still too much moisture in them, and then there was some fields completely out. I don't know how far along harvest is, but we've got a few acres of corn and a few acres of beans out.
No, good. Good, good, good. We could have used the rain late in the growing season, couldn't have we?
Yes, but we surely can't complain compared to last summer, because last summer on my farm, I measured 10 inches, and this year we've had 27.8 inches of rain, about normal.
Good, good, good. Okay, let's talk about some of the business there in D.C. It looks like the House has a plan to keep the government funded to December 20, includes more money for the Secret Service. Do you anticipate that that is going to be the path to keep the government open?
Yes. I believe common sense is going to reign in this particular instance. Now, maybe if you and I talk the next time it comes up on December the 20th, maybe I'll be more pessimistic, but right now very optimistic, because I think it's before the election. Shutting down government, whether you're Republican or Democrat, is stupid any time, but just before election, it'd be extra stupid. Costs money to shut down the government, costs money to open up the government. It even costs money this week as people plan to shut down the government just in case you got to shut it down. And then government's supposed to be service to the American people. You can't serve the American people if you aren't open for business.
Yeah. Yep. You got it. You got it. And I agree with your sentiment about how smart it is or unsmart it is to shut the government down. There's no farm bill extension in this continuing resolution. Does that suggest that there's going to be a more aggressive effort to get a farm bill done before the end of the year?
I think the reason it's not in there is because the House put out a bill and the House Agriculture Committee chairman would not like it to have it look like he's thrown in the sponge all at once. So I don't think it's going to make a difference if it isn't immediately reauthorized, but I thought it should be in this one, at least for the next 3 months, till December the 20th. But if they don't do it, I don't think it's a lost cause. It's going to be extended if we don't pass a five-year farm bill. But I think the agriculture chairman in the House wanted to look very positive about the chances of getting something passed.
Okay. Senator Stabenow still hasn't put out the text of the Senate farm bill. Any indication of when we might see that?
I don't think you will see one. At least you aren't going to see it this week. And if you see it during October, it's not going to get much public discussion. I'd be surprised if there's an agreement. Now, we had some talk among staff of the two committees, meaning the House and Senate committees, meeting to see what could be done, but I don't see any fruit of those negotiations.
Okay. So that means the extension of the farm bill is going to be in the next CR. Is that the bottom line?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so unfortunate that we can't get this done. We've got the, net farm income is off significantly from a year ago. There's should be an effort in there to deal with Title I and the reference prices, Senator. And so instead of that happening, is there going to be an ad hoc, quote unquote, disaster payment?
We have had some disaster payments, but remember, they were the name of the game prior to the late 1980s when we set up crop insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Crop insurance was set up so farmers would have certainty that if they bought into it and they had a disaster, they would get paid something. Now, since then, on an ad hoc basis, but for just special instances, like let's say the derecho going through central Iowa 3 or 4 years ago is an example of when we have a disaster relief, mm-hmm. but you don't have them willy-nilly like we used to.
Yeah. Well, it, price became a disaster at some point in the process is I think what most farm groups believe, Senator. Yes?
Well, when you have... I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, no, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think that what you're talking about is the farmers expecting the five-year farm bill to see some recognition of the inflation that we've had in seed commercial feed, feed, fertilizer, chemicals, interest, diesel, and machinery parts since 2018. I think that's what farmers expect, and that's what's holding up the five-year farm bill in the House of Representatives, or I mean in the Senate. The House of Representatives has put in a 20% increase in those reference prices.
Okay. All right, so do not assume that there's going to be an ad hoc payment of any kind this year. Is that the bottom line?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, yes.
Okay. All right. You know, when it comes to the finances of farmers, many farmers put biofuels programs ahead of the farm bill on their priority list. The problem is we're waiting on the details of the 45Z credit and how that's going to be implemented. Is there any indication of when we can expect those details?
They should be out in by December. I don't know if they'll be out. Maybe the election will have an impact on when they come out, if they come out. But there's a couple things I think that we're trying to get the Treasury Department to take into consideration. We shouldn't be subsidizing virgin palm oil like we do used cooking oil. And if the two are mixed together, we ought to be able to make sure none of it gets the credit. And I think it's wrong to be subsidizing imports into the United States to compete against their own soybeans. So yeah. I'd like to have 45Z just apply to our domestic production.
Amen. There are, I think that was the assumption when we first saw this, but now that we see that China, Brazil are eligible for these 45Z credits, I think that's what lit a fire in the industry here, Senator. So yes, absolutely. If we can get it to U.S. produced product only being eligible for the 45Z, that would be a great, I think I'm speaking for farmers on this. I think that would be a great step forward, sir.
Of course you're speaking for farmers. It's one thing to have the competition from Argentina and Brazil for our Midwestern crops, but it's another thing to subsidize the imports.
Right, right. Okay, tell me about your efforts here. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but I want to hear this. Your efforts to reduce the influence of China on U.S. policy. Talk to me about that.
Well, I think there's no doubt about it. Sometimes it's through the universities, through a foundation that the Democrats or the Chinese Communist Party contribute to spread their propaganda. Then there's the effort discourage Chinese in this country not to speak against Chinese government itself. There's police forces from China that are acting underground to police Chinese within this country, a violation of the constitutional rights of the Chinese that are in this country. And then, of course, we got the economic issues of them respecting our intellectual property that they're stealing, our trademarks that they're stealing, and all those sort of things. It's a big thing. And then we've got to worry about their push to intimidate Philippines, Vietnam, South Korea, and Japan over China's right to the South China Sea, which is always, if you take freedom of the seas, it's just a freedom for anybody to go there they want to with their ships.
Yes, yes, very good, very good. Senator, thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Anytime you want me. Goodbye.
Senator Chuck Grassley.
Your needs are evolving, and so is our lineup. Firestone Ag is introducing premium Bridgestone tractor tires engineered to meet your evolving needs, especially if you have heavy on-road driving habits. Equipped with the latest tire technology, Bridgestone tractor tires are designed with enhanced wear resistance and durability. They are engineered to provide excellent traction and ride comfort on the road while minimizing soil compaction. To learn more about Bridgestone tires, visit your local certified Firestone Ag dealer or visit FirestoneAg.com.
This fall, enhance your dry fertilizer and power crop performance with Titan XC. By increasing the availability of applied nutrients, Titan XC makes your dry fertilizer program more efficient and effective, meaning you can increase your yields while keeping money in your pocket. Ask for Titan XC on your dry fertilizer today and power crop performance next season. Visit CropFertility.com or contact your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant to learn more.
Farmers, it's harvest time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 5 to 23.86, November up 5 to 23.08, December up 2 to 21.75, January milk up 14 to 20.64. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher as the trade continues to move the market above the 100-day moving average. After the expectations that there's a strong chance that cash cattle prices will hold steady, if not even trade higher again this week, higher box beef prices supporting the markets. Meanwhile, the hog markets, they are moving mostly higher. Now, the lean hog index was a bit lower. Consumer demand mixed last week, but because of the strength in the cattle, hogs are moving higher. October live cattle up 77 cents to 183.25. October feeder cattle up 45 cents to 244.35. October hogs up 2 cents to 82.25. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving higher. Soybeans really leading the entire grain complex higher. Dry weather from this past weekend in the U.S. and Brazil's dry weather is also helping to support the soybean markets. Also, tensions increasing for both the Russian-Ukraine war and Israel and Hezbollah. That has some premium going back into the markets. December corn up 10.5 to 412 and a quarter. November beans up 21 and 3 quarters to 1033 and 3 quarters. And December wheat up 13 and a quarter to 581 and 3 quarters.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us on this Monday morning. A little bit delayed, but we've got Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat, with us. Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Chip. How's your Monday? Off to a good start?
Off to a really good start. A cool, crisp, sunny fall morning here in Northeast Iowa, buddy. Yep. You can feel it in the air today, no doubt about it. Okay, so last week we did a preview on that auction, the big dealer farmer consignment auction down in Paris, Missouri. What have you got for some results there?
Yeah, that was kind of the sale everyone's eyes were on. And, it was last Friday. We were auctioning real estate. And to me, I was watching the pair of 24 model John Deere S780 combines that had never been to the field. One separator hour each, obviously loaded up with warranty, and they sold for $523,000 and $522,000.
Okay.
Which, I mean, those are interesting numbers, Chip, because on the one hand, you've got, I mean, folks know what they go for new, but, you know, from a hard cash perspective auction, it's interesting because, you know, I'm comparing it to the current average dealer ad price on a 24 model S780, which is just over $594,500.
Okay.
And if you look, if you even zero down more, the highest advertised price we have at machinerypete.com on a 24 model, which is basically the same type of rig, like not to the field yet, 1 hour type of deal, was $679,000 advertised. Now, hard cash, Friday, they went $523,000, $522,000. And I've talked about this thing I call my machine repeat ratio, MPR.
Yep.
Take the auction price divided by the dealer ad price on similar apples to apples. Over 25 years of tracking this, 71 to 76% is the average window. Mm-hmm. And if you do the math here, it's 77%. Now, that is a little bit with 1 hour. I mean, if that would have sold, you know, obviously 2 years ago, it wouldn't have been 77%. It would have been probably 87%.
Right.
Or more. But, you know, there has to be some gap when you sell it hard cash. And again, they came in Friday at 523 and 522.
Okay. That 523, 522, that doesn't make me, it doesn't make me feel like the bottom's falling out of this machinery market, Greg.
Well, right. I'm not saying, I agree. Our data is saying the bottom is not falling out. Now, that said, right. I mean, that's a very painful result for those dealers that, you know, that are selling this stuff at auction right now. And that's why we're seeing this volume. I mean, that's tough, but they're in a tough pinch because, you know, they're paying, you know, 8% interest. Well, maybe a little bit lower now when the Fed cuts, but that the numbers are so big on the late model used inventory that they're just in a pinch when farmers are pulling back. So, I think what's helping, again, I keep comparing back to 10 years ago. 14 and 15, that was the biggest year-over-year auction, hard cash auction percentage drop that I've ever seen. Now, I think what's helping now is, you know, basically the your bidders and your buyers are from everywhere with what's different on online now. So, again, painful at 523 and 522, but you pull back, I mean, that's a pretty big check, and it's, again, it's not too far from that window that I've been tracking for 25 years. And 10 years ago, we were seeing that machine repeat ratio low 60s to high 50s. So this one at 77%, again, and it might go lower through the rest of the year into next year. It probably will, but that's where we're at now.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. The dealers are still working hard to manage the inventory that's out there. There's another dealer auction coming up tomorrow, right? Fort Madison?
Yeah, right. Fort Madison, Iowa by Merit Auctions. Go to meritauctions.com, folks, or it's on proxy bid. Eight combines, 22 tractors, 7 corn heads, 5 draper heads, UTVs, sprayers, construction equipment. Man. And if you're looking for a late model skid steer, they got 6 22 and 23 model Deere 325Gs, and this sale by Merit is pulling equipment from RDO Equipment, Atlantic Tractor, Progressive Tractor, and AgPro companies. So again, that's tomorrow, no reserve, Merit Auctions having that one. So yeah, that'll be another test of the market for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And what else are you watching this week?
Well, I tell you, there's a sale Wednesday, and I posted a picture of the tractor I'm watching this morning across social media. But it's a 1998 Case IH 8920 mechanical front. Only 2,870 hours. Looks really nice. It's from Defiance, Ohio. That, you know, that area of Ohio, track my data shows for 3.5 decades is just, you know, it's like where you are in Northeast Iowa. It's some of the best kept used equipment. And that sale Wednesday, it's on an online auction by United Edge Real Estate and Auction Company. And it's interesting, Chip, because the 8920, of course, it's pre-def. It's boxcar magnums. Everyone loves them. Same with the Deere vintage. But last Wednesday, on an auction by Mowry Auction, of course, everyone knows Mowry, out of Milford, Illinois, they sold a two-wheel drive 8920, a 97 model with low hours, 1,689 hours. That went for $87,000. That's the second highest auction price ever on a two-wheel drive 8920.
Okay.
Now, if you're wondering, just you can find all this at machinerypete.com in the auction price section, but the highest auction price ever on an 8920 was from June of 23. We saw one go for $125,250, Lestant, Illinois, 97 model, about the same hours, 2,827. That was by Sullivan Auctioneers. Now, again, that was over a year ago, and the market's a little, it's different, but the pre-def stuff is holding better as that one last Wednesday in Milford shows. So, again, the sale is Wednesday. If you love boxcars, folks, you got a beauty coming up, United Edge Real Estate and Auction.
There you go. There you go. Talk to me about this unique offering that's coming up in Kansas.
Yeah, go to BigIron.com, folks. On Wednesday, there's a piece of the sale. It's their online retirement auction for Jerry Klein out of Udall, Kansas. And pretty cool. There's a sister serial number, 1980 John Deere 4640s, low hours, 2692 and 2879. Jerry and his late father purchased these 4640s new, ordered them late 79. These two sister 4640s have been on the same farm their whole life.
Oh, geez.
So, sister serial numbers, it's funny. A lot of people would say, well, I don't care. Just, they're two tractors. Yeah, they're two tractors owned by a father and son with same serial numbers. And our data shows, you know, when they're marketed like this by a great, you know, great auction company like Big Iron, it's going to be interesting. I'll be watching on those Wednesday too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pay attention to this one too. Yeah, whenever it's a little unique and there's the backstory to it, this is the kind of setup that results in some eye-popping numbers sometimes.
You put a backstory to it. Hey, while we're on the topic of 40 series, the next day, this coming Thursday, online farm equipment auction, retirement auction for Dan Hotz in Lone Tree, Iowa, by really a great auction company, Siren Auction Sales. Riley and the team there do a super job. And they got a 1980 John Deere 4840, only 2,163 actual hours. So that thing's going to ring the bell big time. And then a pre-def 2011 John Deere 8285R with 1,853 hours. Oof. We've talked a lot about how the loader tractors, two-wheel drive in particular, hot. They got a 95-mile John Deere 7400, no loader, 2,922 hours. Oof. Pre-def combines have been holding better. They got a 04-9560 SDS, 1,634 step hours, 14K spent on it last fall. And if you're looking for a vintage pickup, folks, they got a 95 Ford F-150 regular cab with 56,191 miles. So, again, this is Thursday, Lone Tree, Iowa, Siren, S-I-E-R-E-N, Siren Auction Sales, and Riley and the crew, really good folks to deal with there.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, let's get some more results. Go down to Marville, Missouri, that auction on Saturday.
Yeah, Maryville, Missouri, Younger Auction, Mark and the crew there, they had a sale Saturday, consignment auction. The tractor that popped for me, Chip, was a 70, and I guess more 40 series tractors here. A 784440, 4,935 hours, went for 33,000, so good solid number there. I think a year ago it maybe would have been a little higher, but, you know, 33, nothing to sneeze at. And I did look at the average auction price on 4440s this year, and it right now is clocking in just under 22.7. It's actually down 17.8%, but again, last year was an all-time record. The average came in at 27,613. There's 33 4440s for sale at machinerypete.com today if you're looking, folks. And four of them are on upcoming auction. It's one of the fun things we do. We flow the upcoming auction listings with the dealer listings. So with one search, you're going to get the dealers plus the for sale by owners plus the auction one. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. And what about up at St. Cloud?
Yeah. Cultivators, tillage equipment. Last Tuesday, my goodness, Steffes Group had an online farm auction. They had a John Deere 856 16-year-old 30-inch cultivator. One owner went for $26,500. Second highest auction price ever on an 856. Steffes Group sold the only one higher, but I think that was a larger one back a number of years ago. So 16-row, one owner, sharp rig, $26,500. My friend Eric Gabrielson with Steffes Group texted me. He said, "Pete, we had over 20 calls on this thing leading up to the sale." So again, there's, wow, you know, money at play out there, even though, you know, the belt is tightening, but good used equipment is still in demand.
Yeah, very good. Greg's got some results on an auction up at Platteville, Wisconsin, there at machinerypete.com as well. So be sure to check all that out. Greg, good stuff, my friend. Thank you so much. Travel safe.
Will do. Have a great week, Chip.
You too. You too. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Davis and I will be right back to wrap up the first hour of AgriTalk.
Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
If you've got high blood pressure, there's a 50-50 chance you're a walking time bomb. Thankfully, you can take control of your blood pressure with a drink called 120 Life. 120 Life is formulated with ingredients that have all been shown to help naturally lower blood pressure. Go to 120life.com. Use the code JUICE for 15% off. We'll refund your money if you're not fully satisfied. Go to 120life.com. There's nothing to lose.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nutrients. Resurge from Helena is a low-dust granule that delivers humic compounds to improve nutrient uptake and plant growth. The Resurge granule's superior hardness and uniformity withstands pneumatic applications, allowing for even distribution in your fertilizer and across the acre. Energize your soil and elevate your crops. Contact your Helena representative to learn more. Always follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
La 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 la.
Some things shouldn't be flat.
But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your needs are evolving, and so is our lineup. Firestone Ag is introducing premium Bridgestone tractor tires engineered to meet your evolving needs, especially if you have heavy on-road driving habits. Equipped with the latest tire technology, Bridgestone tractor tires are designed with enhanced wear resistance and durability. They are engineered to provide excellent traction and ride comfort on the road while minimizing soil compaction. To learn more about Bridgestone tires, visit your local certified Firestone Ag dealer or visit FirestoneAg.com.
Protecting your nitrogen is smart. And a nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute. Hey, can I rethink this? ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
More moisture, more money, no problems with the End Zone Bin System from Farm Shop MFG.
It saves your money on your crew. You don't have to have them going out to start your fans and turn them off. And it's free money you're adding back to your crop. Who doesn't want to add more money back into your crop?
Call 712-520-6061.
AgriTalk is brought to you by ESN. Don't risk your nitrogen investment. ESN is designed to beat the five ROI killers and provide season-long end to your crop. Learn how ESN works at smartnitrogen.com.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here with you. Chip Flory as well on your Monday morning. Thanks for taking some time to hang out with us a little bit, Chip.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Real quick, I don't have a ton of stuff on this, but the senator said something that if you don't know about it, you might think is kind of crazy or what's the big deal. Okay. Talking about those Chinese police stations inside the United States, and in fact, it's not just the United States, it's all over the world. What various nations, including Ireland, the Netherlands, Germany, Japan, Spain, have all protested, and some have forcibly shut these operations down. What the Chinese say that they're there for is to help out Chinese citizens who have moved overseas. Mm-hmm. So they're there to serve what could be viewed as a consular sort of service. The ambassador, the embassy should be able to handle all of this. The phrase is for their missions, persuasion to return. It is suspected that these police stations are there to find dissidents who have left China or who have gotten into a democratic nation and spoken against the CCP, and then they persuade them to return to stand trial in China. I don't know what you got to do to persuade somebody to return to China for political trial. But the word is those family members that one has left behind back there are imperiled. So that's their leverage.
I'll bet zip ties and duct tape are involved in this.
Indeed. When Senator Grassley mentioned that, I just wanted to shine a little bit of light on it. There is not much light that gets through on this. Quick Google search will get you a little bit of what the thought is, but man, this feels extremely covert and a little.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'll admit when he mentioned it, it did make me kind of, turn my head a bit and I knew that I was going to have to look into it after the show here today and try to figure out exactly what's going on. So thank you.
Numbers and locations vary. The thought is it's somewhere between 100 and 150 spread out around various democratic nations around the globe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it was clear back on Thursday I promised a fertilizer price report as well. Do we have a moment to talk about fertilizer?
Yes, absolutely. Good.
It's pretty interesting. You might recall on Thursday we were looking at data that was released early in September, on September 6th, by USDA for Illinois and Iowa. We had seen prices come down, not entirely across the board, but the general trend was moderately lower, including key nutrients like anhydrous and UAN, potash in particular. So we got the numbers out. USDA refreshed them on Friday, September 20. So this is just last Friday ahead of the weekend. And I'm looking at Illinois. This is very interesting. Farm diesel down 13 cents to an average of 283. Nothing else changed during the 2 weeks between September 6th and September 20th.
On fertilizer prices, nothing changed?
Anhydrous ammonia, steady. DAP, steady. 28%, 32%. MAP, phosphate, potash, urea, all steady as of Friday, September 20th. Interesting,
right? That's a wait-and-see market, isn't it?
Is it, though? Because if we flip over to Iowa,
okay,
I don't know what is going on over there. Anhydrous ammonia, down $35, 32% down, $33.83. MAP, down $30. Potash, down $50 per short ton. Urea, up $16.67. Number two, Ruby Red Farm Diesel, down a dime in Iowa in the most recent report at an average of $2.74 per gallon. Bro, to see fertilizer prices fall in kind to this magnitude is significant. I feel like presents an opportunity. This, I don't know quite how to explain this pressure. I can explain it maybe in nitrogen. I can explain it maybe in phosphates. But I can't explain them both at the same time.
Yeah.
Especially with river levels dropping.
Doing what they're doing. That's okay, that was just in my head right there.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, I guess you got to look at the price of corn and see that $4. Well, it's better than that today. We're back up to 411.5 in the Dees right now. Yep. But you look at that low $4 mark in corn, maybe the pressure has finally started to weigh on that Iowa market at least.
Yep. My takeaway from this here is, beloved listener, get in touch with your preferred retailer. You're going to need fertilizer eventually. This feels like an opportunity. Are we going to bounce higher from here? I have no idea. I'm not going to tell you that. We might go down another $30 next week. I don't know. This is one of those opportunities, gang, that you at least need to investigate. Please look into fertilizer prices right now. And farm diesel, I mean, 274 in Iowa. That's, I'll take that all day long.
Sure.
So, there we are. We were,
good.
We're lower on fertilizer prices to end out September. Who knew, Chip?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a typical move in that fertilizer market. That's for sure.
All of these are counter-seasonal. Counter-seasonal. Yeah.
Counter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. Moving back to the conversation with Senator Grassley. Yes.
Yeah. Senator Grassley was not too optimistic about this farm bill, was he?
I was going to say that. Yeah. Yeah. Not optimistic about much, actually.
No.
Presently.
No. The continuing resolution will get us to another continuing resolution. Did not really want to talk about the possibility of any sort of support payments coming because of the change in the financial conditions out there. Basically said, listen, that's what crop insurance is for. And kind of left it at that. So not a lot of discussion happening. That is something that's going to be pursued by farm groups, though, getting some sort of a support payment out there into the system. I just don't think there's any question about it.
You betcha.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for listening today, this morning, because there's still more to listen to today. Come back at 206 Central. Brian Hoops, Midwest Market Solutions, here on AgriTalk.
Oh, everything I need and nothing that I don't.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer can be a challenging journey, one that no one should take on alone. And Stand Up To Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to accelerate research, leading to more effective treatments. With each new advancement, we're getting closer than ever to our mission of making every cancer patient cancer-free. To get there even faster, we rely on the support from individuals like you, so that through our combined efforts, more patients and their loved ones will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination.
The fight against cancer never stops. Thankfully, new and promising treatments can help save lives now.
Let's go further together.
Find out how you can join the mission.
Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh.